Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 34, The Original Position. The verses of Veda Stuti are to be considered the essence of all Vedic knowledge. The four Kumaras and all other authorized sages know perfectly that devotional service in Krishna consciousness is the essence of all Vedic literatures, and they are all preaching this in different planets traveling in outer space. It is stated herein that such sages, including Narada Muni, hardly ever travel on land. They are perpetually traveling in space. Sages like Narada and the four Kumaras travel throughout the universe in order to educate the conditioned souls and show them that their business in this world is not that of sense gratification, but of reinstating themselves again in their original position of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In several places it is stated, Eka Desha Stitas Yagner, Jyotsna Vistarani Yata, Parasya Brahmana Shaktis, Tafedam Akhilang Jagat, Vishaya Trisho Narapashavo, Ya Upasate Vibhutir Naparang Twam, Tesham Ashisha Ishatad, Anu Vinashyanti Yata Rajakulam, Ahang Giritras Chasuradyo Ye, Dakshadayogner Iva Ketavaste, Kingva Vidamesha Pritag Vibhata, Vidatsva Shang Nodvija Deva Mantram, Ishware Ratatva Jaina Jwalita Jwalana, Jivera Swarupa Yaiche Sfulingera Kana, Yasmin Sarvani Bhutani Atmaiva Bhud Vijanata, Tatrako Mohaka Shoka Ekatvam Anupasyataha. These verses explain that the living entities are like sparks of a fire, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is like the fire itself. Somehow or other, when the sparks fall out of the fire, they lose their natural illumination. Thus it is ascertained that the living entities come into this material world exactly as sparks fall from a great fire. The living entity wants to imitate Krishna and thus tries to lord it over material nature. Thus, he or she forgets one's original position and one's illuminating power, one's spiritual identity is extinguished. However, if a living entity takes to Krishna consciousness, he or she is reinstated in his or her original position. Sages and saints like Narada and the four Kumaras are traveling all over the universe, educating people and encouraging their disciples to preach this process of devotional service so that all the conditioned souls may be able to revive their original consciousness or Krishna consciousness and thus gain relief from the miserable conditions of material life. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 34, The Original Position. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.